Last night, the Mavericks hosted the Timberwolves, fourth straight home game for Dallas that goes into overtime. That has never happened in franchise history before. And working the game last night is our favorite octogenarian who joins us now on the ticket, Jesse the Usher, who has been the head usher at the American Airlines Center, the Death Star, and the ballpark for many, many years. Good morning, Jesse.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Jesse.
You're going to have to speak up. I can barely hear you.
Okay. Hey, Jesse, it's the Musers on the ticket. Good morning.
I already sent that payment in.
No.
Turn up your hearing aid.
Oh, there we go. I can hear you now.
Hey, okay. How are you, Jesse?
I'm doing pretty good for someone my age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was the game last night?
Well, it was long. I can't keep ushering for these games that just go so long.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that overtime, that really fatigues me, and I just fear that overtime. I fear that sudden death they go into. That is that what they call that?
No, it's not
overtime.
Sudden death.
Yeah.
No. Somebody told me that a lot of the times when a person dies of sudden death, that you get no warning.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is that true?
Well, the term sudden death would imply that.
Yeah. Well, that's a big fear at my age, that sudden death there. Dying of sudden death, and my usher body goes tumbling down the steps onto the court during the game. Everyone starts cheering. That's a big fear of mine.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen, Jesse.
I tell you something. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
That I have made you two young gentlemen the heirs to my fortune if something happens to me.
Wow.
You made us? We don't know you that well.
Well, you call a lot more than my children do.
Oh, that's sad.
But you guys, you know, you have a long... If you had a long life like me, you build up quite a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are going to be what they like to say, in the money.
Well, that's very nice of you, Jesse.
I've saved up over 63 years of front pages of the Dallas Morning News.
Mm, great.
I have every Beanie Baby they ever made,
okay,
except for the elusive Princess Di Bear.
Yeah.
And if you like Blacktail Magazine,
well,
you're going to come over and put a bullet in me yourself and get this. Every issue I ever put out.
Oh, you don't need to be looking at that stuff, Jesse.
And then I got a bunch of old empty milk jugs filled with rubber bands and... Y'all going to have a good time.
Okay. Well, that's nice of you to think of us.
But that game, did you see where the German young fella did not play?
Dirk?
Yeah, Dirk.
Yes, they held him out. He had knee soreness.
I saw in the newspaper press.
Uh-huh.
That he said that he didn't know how he got that soreness, and that is not true.
Hmm.
You know the story?
I sure as hell do.
What?
Well, this was a couple nights ago, few days or so ago, I heard some rumbling in the trainer's room.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that the trainers weren't in there at the time, and so I opened up that door, and I saw that multi-million-dollar German practicing his goose stepping in there.
Oh, he doesn't do that.
And I yelled out at him. I yelled, "Freeze, Kraut!"
Oh my God!
And I trained my carbine on him, and he was so startled that he hit his knee on that trainer's table at about 100 kilometers per hour. That's how he hit that.
No, that's not how he hurt his knee.
Jesse, let us just say we appreciate you serving our country during WW2, but you need to put those feelings to the side now. It's been a long time.
A lot has changed.
Put them to the side. There's no way. I don't understand how an American basketball team is paying someone, some goose stepper, millions of dollars.
He's nothing to do with the Germany that you fought against 80 years ago.
But when you realize who owns the team, that we've got a Cuban owning a team, you understand how that can happen.
That's just his surname.
Communist, see?
It's not a communist, no. It's not that at all.
Yes, you are. You look down at Cuba, you'll find out they're communist.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with Mark Cuban, though.
Well, you remember a couple of years ago we had that missile crisis down there in Cuba?
Couple, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I sure remember it.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't.
No, we remember it.
I have a lot of hope this year that I'm going to be able to make it up in the studio with you fellas.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's one of my New Year's resolutions.
Okay. Yeah, anytime.
I got a lot of New Year's resolutions. That doctor that I've been going to, he says I got to do something about my weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, says I need to gain about 30 pounds or so. So I've been drinking my vodka in the morning, mixing a little Ensure in it.
Gross.
Ensure and vodka. I don't know if that's a good combination.
I'm also going to try to climb a mountain this year.
Oh, wow. Boy, that'd be an accomplishment for an 80-something.
Yeah. How tall are mountains? 400, 500 feet? What are we looking at?
There's all sorts of different sizes, I guess.
Is that about right? 400 feet, I can do that.
Okay, we'll find a small one.
All right. But first, I'm going to start off just trying to make it from my bed to the kitchen without shattering a pelvis or two. And I'm determined that this year I'm going to get myself some of that there Botox.
Mm,
Botox?
And I'm going to put on a smart three-piece polyester suit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on down to the club, find me a little shorty.
Wow. Well, okay, that'll keep you young.
I'm going to order her to do what I like to call back that ass up.
Oh, gosh. Gross. Don't talk like that.
It's time I find my grandkids a new grandmother.
Oh, don't do that.
My grandmother been in the ground 27 years now. It's about time I get me a new one. And I tell you, I want a nice little bubble butt on it.
Hey, I say more power to you, Jesse.
I appreciate that. Love is important.
Yes.
Yeah, it is important.
But a bubble butt more important to me right now.
All right, then. Well,
what's the deal with Trump putting all the Muslims into jail?
We need to move it along, Jesse, but thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, we'll see you. That's Jesse the Usher.